I'm super excited this morning. And headsets are awesome for hand talkers, and I'm definitely one of those. So, I haven't really slept much, honestly. I was like, Lord, you got to give me something. You've got to give me something. And I got a couple things, but really, as I was sitting there, it's funny, the Lord, because I really want to end up with about territorial stuff, and the Lord's just been giving downloads to me about some specific people in here, and we're going to go for some words of knowledge as well. But I was like, Lord, where do I start? And it's funny, he brought me to probably my first real open vision. Randy Clark, I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he had come to, I'm going to share it. She was with me when it happened. I never knew what I really thought about people getting slain in the spirit. I was like, Lord, if you're going to take me down, it's going to have to be you. Because I'm not one that's going to survive that if it's not you, God. And so I'm at Randy Clark, and Holly and I are at the top level. And I honestly don't remember going down. I didn't realize I had been out until I was kind of waking up, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. But where the Lord had taken me was, I don't know how many of you guys have ever seen the movie Braveheart, but there's this stone cottage, right, with this green field. And I'm looking in the distance, and here's this stone cottage. Now, mind you, a little pre-build to this, I had been in a season of laying down my sword to learn my worth, right? And apparently, God felt like it was time, right? So he shows me this vision of this warrior woman, and yes, she looked a little bit like Xena, but this warrior woman, and she's on this horse, and she is victorious. Won the battle, kicked major butt, just, yeah, owning it, right? And she slides off her horse, and she goes to the cottage, and Jesus opens the door and says, leave your armor outside right now. I just want to love you. And he made her soup, made her a bath, poured her a bath, and rubbed her feet. And then it started over, and it was the same woman. And she wasn't victorious, just a little discouraged. And same thing, she slides off the horse, she walks to the door, Jesus opens it and says, leave your armor outside right now, I just want to love you. Gives her soup, runs a bath, rubs her feet. And then the third time, it wasn't third person anymore, it was me. Completely defeated. Lost men. I could feel that heaviness in my heart. Like, even though I hadn't actually been in the battle, I could feel the like raw carnage of men lost. Oh, it was the worst feeling ever. And I remember watching my hand as I'm walking towards that stone cottage, and Jesus opens up the door and says, leave your armor outside right now. I just want to love you. And he does the same thing. He runs me a bath, makes me some soup, and rubs my feet. And he looks me in the face and he says, my love for you is not contingent on the battle. If you never pray for another person, if you never do another deliverance, it doesn't change anything, okay? So that was about the time that everything that had been going in here flooded here. And I was like, oh, snap, okay. I'm getting it now, you know? And so needless to say, fast forward a little bit. Then, I don't remember what conference or who it was or if it was school or what, but I was all of a sudden in that cottage, sitting on a love seat, and Jesus is there. Next thing I know, he hands me a sword and a Batman utility belt. And it's got a taser, a dagger. Oh, man, can't remember my own vision. Arrows, that's what it was. Oh, that was good. Yes, that's right. And so because I do see in the spiritual, I kind of exist in both worlds all the time, which is really interesting for conversation. It was amazing how the Lord showed me this new like diamond encrusted handle on this sword. And he's like, you know how to use a sword. He's like, but the taser is, you know, because sometimes for people to get set free from their bondages, they need to go through inner healing, get the roots out as to why there's stuff there, right? He's like, that's just to kind of tase it out till the inner healing can happen. And he's like, and the arrows are the people you might not ever talk to, but that you see, you're in Winco, which happens all the time, in Winco and see somebody in the distance and like, oh, I need to start praying and I might never talk to them. And the dagger is to fight for those closest to you, because how are you going to use a sword on someone standing right here, right? So I realized it's not that I have to fight, I get to fight, but coming from a different place. Because I spent my time throwing my authority around and thinking I was hot stuff, you know? No. It's amazing how when you fight with the fruits of the Spirit, you can't lose, ever, right? So there's my opening. But I am like in awe of what's here, because I want to start with Jim. I fell in love with you the second I walked in these doors. You have got a massive angel that is constantly with you, dropping the Father's presence on you. You are more connected to your heart than most people ever get in a lifetime. But you need to start releasing that, because what you carry, you release. And you can intentionally release that, because there's a lot of people really disconnected from their hearts, whether it's walls they've put up, whether it's self-protection mode, whatever that is, you have the ability to affect people in your atmosphere with that. And you have angels that get released when you intentionally want to do that. And so, like, I love you. Actually, I would love for you to come and just practice, when practice in front of people, and release that. Who doesn't want to get saturated in the presence of God? Oh, I want to get saturated. I love it. So whatever Lord puts on your heart, release that.
Oh. Oh, well.
Oh, right here.
So, this is, thank you, Lord. You know what I love about technology and what a mic does is it amplifies, it mm-hmm. makes stronger. Jody, I do. You have been such an encouragement of the Father's love. And telling me who I am in Him, when at times it's not something that I've believed. And I cannot tell you how much that has helped me and helped me to see who I am in Him when I don't see it myself. So I give it back to you, and I say more, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the heart of love, for the heart of romance that Jody has for you. Lord, for that walk of intimacy that she has that is so precious, and it is so pure. Lord God, I right now, Lord, Jody, I say release it. Release it to those you run. It's your gift, and you know what to do with it. I know you speak it out, and I just encourage you for more. For more.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. This is kind of fun.
It is.
It is kind of fun.
Well, because that's what I'm wanting to stir up, is there's some people here that carry some ridiculousness that needs to get brought together. There's kind of an army here.
Yeah. So I did this earlier for Randy Russell back there, Randy and Pam,
okay,
in private, but I want to make it public. Because I've walked a long time by God's grace and His care. And way back before, the song that we sang, Endless Love, or no, whatever it was, Bounce, Endless Love is another one, sorry about that. But way, Randy, way, and I told you, way back before, people knew how to walk in God's love, and they were trying to walk in performance and being who they're supposed to be in the church. Randy, in my life, and Pam as well, modeled God's love. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 13, I don't know if it starts this way. I think it does. Paul said, let me show you a more excellent way. Randy has done that for many, many years.
Amen.
And I honor you, and I love you. You are a true friend. Okay. And it's an honor to walk with you. Oh, thank you. Lisa, you just got started up here when you came and shared.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
that was so good.
Lisa, you. You know, I know that, I don't know the supernaturally, naturally, that when you went down to San Diego, you got zapped. Yes. Testify to that. And so we're beginning to see you becoming you and being who God created you to be. I saw it yesterday a couple times when you were smiling, playing the congos or whatever I call it. And then it was so cute when you did the rain thing, because she, I don't know if you, I saw this. She's up there like this, and she had her head down, but you could tell she's really smiling. And she's doing this. And then when you got up this morning and shared, that's the beginning. I see you speaking out, using your voice, and speaking God's love. Amen. And if it ends with whatever, then it ends with whatever. God is not offended. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I just want you to say.
Okay, I want to say.
I carry the presence of God.
I carry the presence of God.
And I am connected to my heart.
And I am connected to my heart.
And I release that corporately.
And I release that corporately. Yes, Lord.
That walls and bondages would fall that are guarding hearts.
That walls and bondages would fall that are guarding hearts.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What you carry, you release.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Own it. And then I want to find you, the drummer. Yeah. I opened my eyes for a minute in worship, and I got to see this little... it wrecked me. One, I'm a drums girl. My spirit gets 50 times bigger than my body. Like, amazing song can be playing, and then the second those drums kick in, I'm like, whoo. But I looked up and I literally watched you go like this and then go, and then the drums ignited. And I was like, you are so connected to the heartbeat of heaven. And I see what gets released when you play. And your awareness, you know what's getting released. You know what's happening. You know that the spirit ignites when you play the drums. And I just want to honor that gift on your life. That you are literally walking with the heartbeat of heaven. I don't know if you're somebody who talks a whole lot, if you're like a jabberjaw, kind of doesn't seem like it, but what you release is so much louder than words. It's amazing. It's beautiful. I don't make me laugh. What's your name?
Tom.
I saw you earlier. You spend a lot of time in the prayer closet. Yeah. You are a silent, stealth powerhouse. Yeah. Your prayers affect change. And you're extremely strategic. But the Lord's not going to let you stay silent. Because you are not meant to be silent. You are meant to be in the forefront. And somewhere, you didn't lose your voice in heaven or prayer, and you know that. But the Lord's going to restore to you things that have been stolen. Your voice is now restored. It's for you to step in that and walk in it, because you get intense downloads from heaven. And you have a lot to say and you don't. And at this point, it's not about self-protection. It's that you're robbing the world of what you carry. You're a powerhouse. Like, I want to know you. Like, we need to kick it. I would love to pray with you. But I won't call you up here and do all that. But I want you to think about that. There's nothing holding your voice anymore. It's gone. It's just for you to partner with the fact that what you say matters, that what you carry matters, and to believe that and step forward in that. So I give your spirit permission to be seen in Jesus' name. Yeah. Oh, this is fun. This is a lot of fun. Just give me a minute. I don't know what's going to happen. Actually, Ryan, I know you, so this isn't a little fair, but I'm going to call you out. You are a bridge. You are such a bridge, a connector. You are the missing puzzle pieces. It is amazing to me how many churches can be in the same town and hate each other because they worship different, or they pray different, or they walk in different giftings or different anointings. And your ability to bring people together, even different states, is massive. But God is on that right now. And you are in a season where you're connect the dots. There's a reason why you went to Reading and all of a sudden became BFFs with all the leadership. Like, there's a reason that that happens. That doesn't just happen, you know? There's a reason that God strategically places you in the lives of very influential people, because your ability to connect them is amazing. So I just honor that on you. But you guys need to release this stuff. I could call out all of you. But you guys need to release this, and you guys need to, as a body, really pull this out of each other. Because you guys actually see this in each other. I'm not the only one with spiritual eyes. You guys see this and know this. But it's amazing how much the enemy will keep us, because we don't want to look like, well, what if I'm wrong? You know what? If you're drawing gold out, you're speaking life, you're speaking positive, not calling sin out in people. Who wants to do that? Like, it's boring. Who doesn't have it, you know? It's endless. What's the worst that could happen? You could tell somebody they're amazing and called to greatness and they're not? Okay. I mean, seriously. So I really want to just pray that right now, corporately, all walls of self-doubt, all walls of lies, of its self-promotion. I think I see, but I'm not sure, and I need somebody else to tell me I see first. No, own it. There is not one person in this room that isn't called to greatness, that doesn't see, that doesn't feel, that doesn't have gifts. I don't know who, oh, okay, I do know who, but I'm not gonna call people out. But there's 7 people in this room that suffer from anxiety in a massive way. Now, there are such things as people that suffer from anxiety for other reasons, but there's some people in this room that are feelers and don't know it. And so they're feeling the atmosphere of chaos, whether it's Longview, Portland, wherever you're at. I know a couple feelers that found the hard way. I really just want to, I'm doing this corporately because I just don't want to call people out. Sometimes anxiety is a very fearful thing. I want to really hand you guys a tool. It is as simple, because God honors it. It's amazing. It's as simple as saying, in the name of Jesus, I break partnership with the atmosphere. I ask what belongs to the atmosphere goes back to the atmosphere, and what belongs to me goes to me. Lord, I choose to only be aware of you in my atmosphere. Now, the flip side of that is you got to know what your atmosphere feels like with God. So that usually involves some soaking. Like, what does it feel like when you're alone, resting in his presence? So one of the examples, when I kind of walk people through this, is I'm trying to think what's a, well, I guess Winco or Walmart are the same in every city. I use it as boot camp for people. Like, if you really want to get breakthrough in this, this is where you go. So you got a feeler, right? And here's Winco. And you walk in and it feels like, you don't know why all of a sudden you're like, oh, this sucks. I've got anxiety, my heart hurts, the heaviness, the sorrow, whatever's coming at you, right? So first, separate from that. That's the first part of that, right? Second part is first owning your atmosphere, right? Okay, Lord, I'm going in. I choose to be aware of only you, and he'll show you where he's at. Usually for me, he's behind me with his hands on my shoulders, and I got this little bubble. So then it gets to where you start to own your atmosphere, and you walk in, and it doesn't affect you. But the more you become aware of your atmosphere, then it's like this. Here's Winco, and here's you. And the people in Winco, they might not ever know it, but all of a sudden they feel peaceful, or the voices have stopped, you know? Things happen in your atmosphere because you're owning it, because God's flowing through that, through intimacy. Not because I'm gonna go wreck people, but because he just does. But so I wanted to say that tool for whoever needs that. This is a lot of fun. Oh, wow. Okay, Lord. You guys' faces are really funny right now. I saw you earlier, though. Teal dress. What's your name?
Callie.
Callie? It's very common to be hit opposite of what you're called to. And there's things that are going to be restored to you in the next 6 months that you didn't even know were stolen. But the pieces are going to come together. But I actually saw you on stages, huge stages, releasing a testimony that you haven't even built yet. So I don't know what that's going to look like, but I feel like there's a shift happening with you right now, and you're starting to build a testimony. But the level that you are called to is like the kind that scares you. I'm just telling you. I know that one very well. But you don't need permission from anyone to know that you're amazing. You don't need permission from the people around you to see and approve that you're amazing. Because God already said so. And so, actually, can I pray for you? How old are you?
21.
Oh, fun. I was that age a long time. My kids are older than that now. I want to pray for you. Can I put my hand right here?
Yes.
Okay. Lord, I just bless Callie's life. And I'm really excited that I got to meet her right now. And Lord, the level that she is called to, I ask and I call forth her tribe of people that are going to be her, the wind beneath her wings, to always remind her who she is and what she's called to always remind her that even though she doesn't quite know yet what she carries, that a whole amazing life is coming, that so much is about to open up, and that God wasn't kidding when he said glory to glory. And you are going to bookmark every glory. And you're going to release every glory. And the amount of freedom that is going to come through you is going to change the voice of your generation.
Yes.
So I bless this on your life. And I say you have permission to be you. You have permission to be seen. You have permission to be heard. And that the new depths of intimacy that you're going to discover with the Father is going to give you such a solid foundation that your crawling before you walk is going to be very short, because your foundation will be solid. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, yeah. Oh man, I could do this all day. What time do I go to? Okay. Let's see. Oh, Aura, huh? Yes, that would be awesome. Oh, thank you. I was gonna drink yours. Adam, I'm excited about this one. I know you a little bit, like more than most, than I do here. But I'm really excited for what's going to happen to you. Because you know the word, like on a ridiculous level. Like, believe it or not, like I know the word, but like I'm not a retainer from like what I read, you know. I'm experienced, everybody learns different. But you are going to have an encounter. I once had it spoken over me and it happened, and I'm going to speak it over you. A burning bush encounter. And when you mix that encounter with someone that knows the word like you do, what you're going to release over people is going to be, yes, I'm going to say the B word, balance. Because there is, let's be honest, there's a bridge between word and spirit. Relationship versus religion, whatever you want to call it. But the fact is they're meant to go together. And so the word that you know is about to come alive for you on a level that I don't even experience, but I saw you experience it. So I don't know when, but I know that the tribe you and Annie are building yourself are going to reap the fruit of what you experience. And as they get older in the home that they've grown up in, with that amazing balance of spirit coming alive in the word, they're going to be able to teach and release things on a generation that is going to still have a little residue left from religion, but because the way this we all plan on fighting, there's not going to be much. So I want to release that over you. When it happened to me, oh my word. So I'm really excited. You got to call me. I want to hear about it. Oh man. I met one of my fellow heart changers last night. I cannot remember your first name again. I'm so sorry. Yes. Lisa. It was funny because last night when I was talking to you, I was just getting these like really quick downloads, but so much was going on last night that I couldn't, it was hard for a minute. You know, there are quite a few heart changers in this room. And the thing is that heart change is phenomenal. Like I love it. Like it wrecked my life. That's why I did 29 of them. But, there's a peace after, and that's what does it actually look like to walk in that freedom? What is that day-to-day, win the battlefield of the mind, actually own your awesomeness, be okay with who you are, and that you are awesome, that you carry amazing things? And I think that that's a journey that you're on right now, because you've had a lot like broken off, and you're actually learning the truth. But as you are actually walking forward in it, bookmark that, because there's going to be a time that you're going to be put on the stage multiple times and you're going to be releasing what that looks like. You know it, don't you? Little bit, yeah. Own it. Own it, because see, that's one of the things that happens. Nobody wants to be okay with the fact that they're called to greatness. It's scary to shine. It's really scary. When do you, like, you know, you see, like, at Azusa, you see Sean Bowles come out. I guarantee you Sean Bowles did not wake up one day and go, okay, I know people's social security numbers, and I know the number to the Pentagon, so I'm going to stand up on stages and I'm going to wreck people's lives. No, there's a journey behind that. At some point, I'm going to be on one. I'm going to own that. And I'm going to be able to say, I remember the first time I did this corporately in the little town of Longview, and I was scared to death. But this is part of my journey. So there's quite a few of you who actually know what you carry and are scared to death to walk in it because you're afraid the people around you are going to think you're full of yourselves. Well, you're not. You're actually being what God called you to be. What's your name back there, back row? You look like this. Yes. You. Yeah, you. He wants it to be anybody but him. That's awesome. Yes, you. You. You're a good dad. You're a really good dad. I think the enemies try to tell you otherwise. But you're a really good dad, and not just to your children. What you carry, there's a lot of us orphan daughters out there. Well, I used to be, not now. I know who my daddy is. But there was a time when I was very, very broken and wished I had a good dad. And I had fathers, spiritual fathers, that came along that loved me, even when I was a hot mess. And there's something that gets deposited in that, and you carry that. There's a love that gets deposited just when you give out daddy hugs. You don't even have to speak. You don't have to see, but I can tell you right now that you can be in a room. It doesn't have to be just daughters, sons and daughters. And your ability to hone in on who's really broken and hurt is like radar. And you're drawn to those that most people want to run from because you just want to love them. I want to thank you for that because it's needed. You carry the Father's heart and you feel his heart. Don't hold back. What you carry is needed. It's because of men like you who saw me before I did that I ended up where I'm at. So thank you. And own it. I think I'm going to shift a little bit because I want to kind of bring together, because part of this is showing you guys what's just in your own body. The angelic right now in Longview is ridiculous. Like, I've had a heart here for a long time, and I mentioned a little bit last night, back in my throwing around my authority days, I remember me and Jeff Beck and Scott and a couple of Holly, a few of us taking shofars and going downtown to the city center and binding and casting everything we could find. I don't know where it ended up, but whatever. But we'd drive through town blowing the shofar out the window, you know. So I was fighting for Longview before I knew how to actually do it with love. And You live and learn, right? And but something's around this weekend, and I don't believe that it's just here. I think things like this are happening in a lot of churches here. I'm not the only seer on the planet. There's 10 million other people, and I know that there's a lot of people really aware of what's going on here. And what is awesome is that I think people are getting that repentance is the key for breaking down the territorial. So I believe that there's already been a ton of repentance regarding, just territorial standing in the gap, you know, past ancestry stuff. There's been people fighting and repenting for that for a long time. But as we were driving out of here yesterday, well, I don't remember if it was in or out, but seeing people in the baking sun, homeless, doing drugs under a blanket, I realized that there's still so much going on right now that I think is the key. And I don't know what this next little bit is going to look like, but I do know that you don't lose when you fight with the fruits of the Spirit. And I don't know about y'all, but I am just as guilty as the next person on picking and choosing when it comes to like homeless and broken and, you know. Granted, when I'm in ministry mode or in Compton or Skid Row, like, I love prostitutes. I love pimps. I love them all. Like, I just want to go, right? But then in my normal everyday life, driving through town, Winco, Walmart, having, they just get a job kind of an attitude. But the thing is I was one of those people once. And you know what's real? This is another thing I'm going to say. I want to paint a picture of why this is so important. This is where my heart starts racing. This is me being exposed. One of the things that I've really been fascinated with is people that, and they're all over Longview, that's why I'm bringing it up, the people that walk around hitting themselves, talking to themselves, dirty, filthy, no hygiene. Do you realize that those people have some of the biggest callings on their life? Some of the most anointed people that have been hit so hard by the enemy to rob them from what they carry. And what better way than by the time the stronghold has, you know, gone from, you know, we all know the formula. I think we all know the formula. But anyways, by the time it gets to demonic bondage, complete bondage, where it's taken over, the best way to keep those people from getting free is keeping people scared of them. And what better way than to make people not want to approach them than when they're cussing and yelling and hitting themselves? And that's where we need to start, is those are the people that we need to run to. Those are the people that it's not about sitting down and preaching with them and whatnot. It's like, hey, here's a couple bucks. Even if they do go buy it on, spend drugs. Nobody's going to stop drugs in one moment. I know this. Loving people right where they're at. Showing love, even if it's not received in the moment, because that seed is planted. And so I first want to stand here and repent for the fact that I have been just as guilty to not do that. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I'm a high-functioning seer and a feeler, and it's overwhelming for me. But you know what? The amount of love that God flows through me is big enough for that, and I need to trust that versus my own self. And so I choose to repent for that, and I want to change. And so I think that this weekend, a lot of people are catching on to this. That we're past the generational, we're past the ancestry. How about what's blocking us just a little bit right now? Because right now, to love them, to be patient with them, to show joy when you're around them, have long suffering, be gentle, show goodness and self-control, is what's going to win and why the partnership of bringing those people around. And because we don't have to do it, that's the thing. Plant the seed, God does it. you know? I took the Mountain Ministry kids on a treasure hunt once. I don't know if you guys are familiar with what treasure hunts are. And I had talked about this a little bit. It's when I was just starting to get the downloads from God about this. So I wasn't real fluent in it yet. And there's this one kid in the youth there that I know he's got some crazy giftings. And when that kid grows up, man, it's just going to be awesome. But he's real quiet, not one that really gets involved a whole lot. And I took these out, and he had putting on his piece of paper a woman in a pink tank top. And he was bummed because all day he didn't see this woman in a pink tank top, right? And but I forgot that part I said about I need to back up somewhere. I explained to them how one time I love when Bill was talking about that back in Bible days, the way that they planted gardens, whatever, is they threw the seed out and then the plow came and tilled it in, right? So I had shared that. So whenever you say something, even if they don't receive it and if they don't like it, right, it's, yeah, and that it's okay because God's going to water it. You don't have to stay there and walk them through their Christian life, right? This kid, and this is where I think our mentality needs to be, is this kid, as we're leaving, he sees this, and I could tell she was so boldly in witchcraft. Like, she was on one, and I was like, is he really going to go and talk to her? Like, I was like, I don't know about this. And he walks up to her, and he goes, you know Jesus loves you, and I won't repeat what she said back to him. And he just goes, that's all right, plow's coming. And I went, oh, snap. That was, and I've actually shared that a few times because I am like, that is straight truth right there. That is straight truth. Guess what? I said it and God's going to water it. So that was the best thing ever. I love that kid. But I really do think that when it comes to the people in our city, not just in our congregations, that that's what needs to happen. And if you look at it that way, oh, I'm going to go spread as much seed as I can because God's going to do it. Plow's coming. If that's your mentality, let it be. But just, I think that honoring what you guys have here and really pulling out, and I mean, you guys are in a great spot here. Like, what's happening here is unbelievable. It's on a level that I honestly didn't expect to see in Longview. I had actually was actually getting discouraged. And so to come here and see relationship, not just corporately, but individually, and people with amazing giftings and anointings that are, it's okay to have giftings and anointing. Maybe that's just news to me. I had to learn it was okay. And to really draw that out in each other, you know, and start to reach the people in the city who are supposed to be on this journey with you. Because if nobody reaches out and shows them the heart of Christ, who's gonna? Not their druggy friends, not their dealers, you know? So I started with that repentance. I'm not saying everybody needs to repent for whatever, but I choose to do that. And I'm really not sure how to end. But I do want to pray. Holly, did you have a word? Lord told me this morning you had a word for the church.
All right. I've come here a couple of times, and it's been amazing. A couple of things that I've seen over this body was that you guys were a big, huge, like, vase, and the Lord had this waterfall, and it was flowing in. And you guys were sitting under it, and it was coming in, and the vase, like, kept filling up to where it actually started to go over the top. And as it started to go over the top, the lands next to the church started to fill with green grass. And then people were coming over filling their buckets, and then they would take it to their yard, and they would dump it out in their yard. And then I started to see fruit trees started to grow around the different neighborhoods. I started to see wheat fields being flourishing, and I started seeing people being fed by what you guys are each cultivating individually, but as corporately. And it's so funny. Jenna was like going around pointing out giftings in each one of your guys's lives, because I feel like you guys are like one of the freest churches in this area. Like, you guys are free to move and stuff, but I just felt like there was just like these little, I wouldn't even say chains, I would say like dental floss that was just hanging down, where some of you were like, I don't know if I want to go and I do this. And I just want y'all to, we're going to do a prophetic act, because I'm a prophetic act person, and we're just going to shake. We're going to shake off all those strings.
Yes.
And we're going to release all of them, because I want to encourage you. Each one of you have such a gifting on your life. God called you here. He didn't put you here just to breathe air. He put you here to breathe his word, to spread his seed. And you guys are in such a great environment. You have great leadership that's above you, that's encouraging. Woo-hoo. And to step into it, one of my biggest things to step into my calling was, I don't want to show off. I don't want to feel like, I don't want my friend over here to feel like I'm way better than her. Like, almost like I don't want to stand out trying to prove myself. When in actuality, when God calls you to move, when God calls you to come pray, when God calls you to stand out and talk to that person who is cussing up a storm, the plow is coming. And you don't have to worry about the rejection part. You don't have to worry about all that. You just do it. And you just let God deal with it. Because they're on their own journey, just like you've been on your own journey.
Amen.
And so I just want to encourage you guys. It is huge what's happening here. You guys are a huge spotlight in this area. Each one of you all together is a huge spotlight. And you're going to have, you know, what do bugs do at night when a big spotlight's there? They come, right? They come to that spotlight. They are attracted to it. They see it. You guys are a city on a hill whose light shines. Like, people are going to be attracted to that. So I just want to encourage you, each individually and corporately, to just be yourself and be free. It might be scary. It might be like, oh gosh, I'm really nervous to do this. I'm really nervous to say that. Take a risk. Take a risk. God will always honor risk. Always honor risk. And he will always bless you in that. But you guys are an amazing body. You have great leadership. Jeff is an amazing leader to follow. If I was back in town, I would definitely come join. I'd be part of this body.
Ditto.
He's just, I mean, you got great leadership here, and he's a good father that covers. And that's why I wanted to tell you, Jeff, like, you're a really good father. And you cover people really, really well, and you make them feel very welcome. And that's that freedom. That's why this church is so free. It's because you just accept. And you're just like, yeah, you can be yourself. Yeah, you can do this. Yeah, I want to encourage you. And you are a highly functioning seer. Yeah. You can look at somebody. It might look different than what you typically see as a seer. But you just know. You just can look and see. Like, you just came up and you're like, hey, beautiful. Do you know the Lord has been speaking that word over me forever? Like, especially this last couple weeks. Just been speaking that word. Like, random people will just say that to me. Just speaking that over me. You see and you know a lot of things about people. And I also want you to shake off those strings. Because there's so much more. There's so much more that all of you guys have. So much more. So you guys are a very blessed group. And I'm really excited to come and visit and see you guys and watch you guys all grow. I've seen everybody grow here just a couple times I've been here.
Told you had a word. All right, so I feel like that was awesome, because I was like, okay, Lord. One of the awesome things is we get to loose from heaven what we want. So I feel like, you know what, I'm just going to go Holy Spirit prayer and see what happens. God, I thank you. I thank you for the angels and the cloud of witnesses. I thank you for what is being released right now as we speak in town. And Lord, your word says we can loose from heaven. And in Jesus' name, right now, I partner my spirit with the throne room of heaven. And I loose into this building, into this congregation, to be sonic boomed out over this city, the oil of joy, the garment of praise, the spirit of thanksgiving, your spirit of truth, liberty from all bondages, an eruption of fruit, an eruption of love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and self-control. Orchards, orchards and orchards and orchards, that there is so much fruit that we don't even see the garbage anymore. And we loose you, Holy Spirit, and your gifts, that people's giftings and anointings partnered with intimacy would just start erupting, that veils come off, that seers see, feelers feel, intercessors intercede, healers heal, that it will not be any longer something that is questionable, but that it's our new norm, that it's totally normal. Oh, my back hurts, I'm gonna go to church. That would be the new norm, that would be the new, you've been diagnosed with cancer, come to our healing rooms. And not a doubt, Lord, that you would renew our norms. And thank you for your presence. Thank you for today. Thank you for restored voices. Thank you for new eyes, new ears. And thank you that you love us so much. And we praise you and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're a good girl. Stay here for a sec. Okay. Lisa, could you come up here for a sec? Could you, there's been a couple times when I've been at gatherings where spontaneously, as the speaker is speaking, they come down and put money in front of the thing. Could you tell them what's going on there?
When they're trading on the trading floors?
Yeah.
Okay. So when somebody speaks something that you are in agreement with, what you are doing is, because we work hard for our money, and so we have invested to be able to get our money. And so we invest and we trade on the words that they speak, and we invest into what, we sow into what they have spoken, and we say we partner with that and the fruit that that is in their life, and we want it. We want that fruit in our lives. And so we trade into what's been given. And that's how trading works.
Why does that happen sometimes and not others? Is it just people don't know?
I think that a lot of times trading takes place because you've come with an expectation and you know that someone's going to speak into something, the atmosphere, in a way that that is so worth it. The fruit that they have is so worth it that you come ready to give. And I think, honestly, for most of us, it's just that place of lack of expectation, or a lack of just really understanding that we should be sowing in every single thing that we do all the time, that everything we do is either sowing to the spirit or sowing to the flesh. Yep. And I think that we get to that spot and we get numb instead of staying awake in it.
Oh, cool. Well, I just want to release that over us. That we have that, that we have that in our arsenal. That we have that in our Batman tool belt, whatever.
Yeah.
We have that in our arsenal. That we have in our arsenal to trade that way with people who are speaking. That you would release that in us, Lord. That you'd encourage us, that in us. So I want to do that right now for Jenna. even though she's finished. And so just I just want to break through in that whole area so that we have the freedom to sow that way into other people's lives. She doesn't need money. She's got plenty of money. That's not a problem. The Lord has taken really good care of her. She's not, she doesn't need an offering. But I just want to release this value in us that we have something to gain from every person. Because we can actually, anybody can receive this way. So, Lord, let it break through. Let it break through in our hearts. Let it break through in our hearts. Let there be nothing that stands between us and receiving anything that you have for us, Lord. If you ever want to do this, if you want to write a check, you can do that, and we'll take care of that transaction. But I just think that there's something that the Lord wants to release as far as our willingness to receive and be part of that transaction. Okay, so that said, there's a conference, and you can keep coming up if you want to. There's a conference going on this weekend, and I made an administrative decision after Abraham came, that I really like doing conferences where we charge people to come to the conferences and then don't take offerings, because it really feels good not to be encumbered by that whole thing. So we've been doing that lately. There's a conference going on this weekend, and charge people to come and have the freedom not to take an offering. So the cost of the conference was $25. I just want to release any of you that want to come tonight. Jeff and Kathy and Jen are going to be here tonight doing whatever they do, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
We seem to find out when it happens.
Yeah. They're going to be here tonight at 6, and I just want to invite you to come. But we are going to just continue to charge, because then we don't have to deal with the offering thing. So it'll be $10. There's childcare tonight, which there hasn't been. We've got somebody to do childcare tonight. So I just want to invite you to come. If you want to come, don't feel like you're left out or you can't, you can come. And then I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for trusting God and trusting us, trusting me.
You're easy to trust.
Yeah. So, Lord, we pray that you'd pour back into Jenna everything that she needs right now. She may not need anything, but I know she didn't get much sleep last night, so she at least needs that. Give her rest this afternoon. Let her find a place of rest in you, a place of rest physically, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that for the gift that she is to us as a congregation, to this region. And we pray that it's just the thing the Lord keeps saying over and over again, I keep hearing over and over again, is this whole idea that what we've seen is only a tenth of what's coming. That it's a small thing. I've heard so many different people say that recently. Lord, we pray for a release of the 90%.
Yeah.
We pray for a release of the 90% in her life, in our lives, in this region, Lord. We pray for a release of the 90% in Jenna. Let this be the beginning of something explosive in her life, Lord. Yeah, like Jerry said, something.
Lord, I just thank you right now for Jenna and the fact that she has brought to this region. Oh, yeah. Oh. Such, whoa. Oh. Such a tremendous waterfall of your love. The territorial rights to self-afflicted behavior are being broken because of the waterfall of your love that flows through this woman. And I thank you, Lord, that there's no longer... a group of people that will be labeled as endangered species.
Amen.
Whoa!
Thank you, Jesus.
In this region anymore because of a lack of love.
Thank you.
Whoa!
Thank you, Jesus.
Whoa! glorify the Son. Father, glorify the Son. Glorify the Son in this region. And we just thank you, Father, for the fruit that flows out of Jenna's life. We thank you, Lord, that we got to eat of it today.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we got to taste and see that you are good.
Amen.
And we say, multiply. Multiply your goodness wherever she goes. Multiply your goodness, God. Glorify the Son.
Oh, teach us, I am. I just lift up this calling. And not just this calling, but there are many that have come that are supporting that call. And Father, we honor you for this calling. You've called us out, and we are being obedient here. And we are the listeners, we're the seers and the feelers. And there are many, including myself, that are seers. There are many in here that are feelers, and you tapped into some places today in this room that has opened up that faucet.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you've opened it up, and some of you are in agreement here that I saw. I saw visions, and I saw things, and you were going to call me out. And the Lord is showing many here visions and dreams.
Yes.
And you're not willing to really share that. Mm-hmm. But I had to share a vision and a dream with my wife, and I said, get this one. And I opened this like wooden door, tiny little window door, like you were inside a projector that was projecting a movie. Mm-hmm. And you were in the back room, and the Lord said, open this door. Trust me. And I opened the door, and what I saw was the fruit of all the work that I've done. And he said, first of all, you see all these angels? There were seasons that you were leading these angels in worship.
Yes.
And some of you have been doing that. He wants you to open that door. And he wants to reveal his kingdom because it's rich because of you and what you've done. And you have tapped into something here today that really is changing me. And it's a perfect equipping for those that are going. Some of us will go to Longview or Portland or wherever we live. We just happen to be leaving town for a while. But wherever any of us go, allow the Lord, trust him, and he will reveal to you what he will do. And he will show you his kingdom. So thank you for your faithfulness and calling those out, including myself, and say yes to this.
Yes.
Bless this work in Yeshua's name.